Every day we hear news about violent assaults, carjackings, and other acts of crime spiraling across the United States. Washington's answer is to confiscate your guns, but a new book from Regnery offers hope for a better solution. Professional firearms instructor and veteran gun store owner Larry Correa's new book, In Defense of the Second Amendment, pulls back the curtain on Washington's gun-grabbing agenda and how you can protect your rights as well as your family. Get In Defense of the Second Amendment, new from Regnery, available at Amazon.com.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
Hey, we're back on What's Right, What's Left. My name is Dwayne Risco, known as Coach Dwayne, sitting in for Pastor Ernie Sanders as he's home recovering from a surgery. Ladies and gentlemen, we just got in from Arthur from Pennsylvania, $40. Captain Iceman, $25. And we also got Carol from North Olmsted, $100. Thank you so much. God bless. And also, my guest, we got the lovely Wendy Wilson from Apothecary Herbs. We got Randy Gay over here. And we got the walking encyclopedia, Joe Larson from the Show Me State of Missouri.
I'm going to leave you with one other thing, folks. We just did a tally at the top of the hour. Do you realize that tonight we've had 12 calls, which means we've had one call for every million listeners? We can do better than that.
Thank you. We should be able to do a lot better than that.
We should do better.
Remember, every word that Jesus spoke was an action verb. And in Scripture, the Lord promises that if you support a ministry that blesses Him, and you heard the guys, we've got a Kingsword School of the Bible, a prison ministry, a trucking ministry. Several of us have been in hospice and the radio ministry. Anything that we do that blesses God, if you've supported this ministry, you get to share in those blessings.
Amen.
You have God's word on it.
Amen.
You can't get any better than that.
Your labors together.
Amen.
So let's hear from you. The many hands make the load lighter, right?
That's it.
That's exactly right.
One bean in a bag at a time fills a bag. So come on. If you love What's Right, What's Left, if you love listening to Wendy Wilson that can help you with the herbs, if you like listening to Dr. Glidden come on here and get your whole insides fixed up, if you like hearing the truth, what's going on, and you really want the gospel, not Christian candy, and if you love Pastor Sanders and this radio ministry, pick up the telephone. We need to hear from you. We don't want to lose no stations.
And keep in mind that you can pledge to give the first of the month, which is when most people get their pensions, et cetera, and so forth. That's usually when I give, is the first of the month. So I'm asking everybody, you know, if you can, just remember, it's a pledge. It's not tonight. So if you'll call in and let us know, then we'll depend on you.
Thank you. Wendy, let me ask you a question for the listeners that have been asking some of the stuff for me. They will say to me, well, you know what? I hear Wendy Wilson, she comes on. Okay, she's got Apothecary Herbs. But how do they work when my doctor just keeps writing me prescriptions versus that? Wouldn't I trust my MD instead of some Apothecary Herb person in North Carolina? And you say?
Well, I say people have to decide which type of therapies they want to use. And, you know, I can't give medical advice, but I do know plant-based nutrition does help the body regenerate. So whole human body is designed to regenerate and heal. And my experience over the last 30 years is a lot of metabolic issues are due to a lack of minerals. So we've got a nutritional glut we got to figure out, and that way we can sidestep a lot of nonsense. That's what I call it, nonsense. But definitely you want to do your homework on your therapies, whatever's recommended to you. I do know herbs can interfere with a lot of prescription medications, mm-hmm. So you want to do your homework there. So what happens is the herbs can either block the absorption and uptake of the medication or magnify it like you took too much. So mixing therapies may not be an option. So always investigate them real careful.
Well, you know, I'm not an MD, but I did stay at a Holiday Inn Express. I can tell you that much. And something else, here's what about the herbs now. Well, you were talking about counter reactions with the prescriptions, correct. But prescriptions, That's why they have you every 8 weeks. You got to go have blood work done on your liver to find out the poison that's going in. You listen to Dr. Berg. I've told you guys on the radio before. Go on YouTube. Type in Dr. Berg. Type in Dr. Hyman. Type in Dr. Glidden. Type in Dr. Wallach. And you will find out that these guys are they're the holistic doctors that teach through medical stuff that's nutrition. Wendy Wilson has the herbs. Wendy Wilson, if you're not on no medicines and you're taking the herbs, you're not going to have what we call a snake bite reaction. When you take three or four different medications down the road, you're getting complications. You don't get that with liquid minerals, liquid vitamins. You don't get that with barberry. You don't get that with milk thistle and the rest of the stuff. That's where the separation from holistic and herbs versus the MDs, because the MDs are only trained in 10% nutrition.
Well, Dwayne Risco, people don't realize why they're having to get, you know, blood work to check on their liver. Do you know why?
Why is that?
Well, when you take a prescription medicine, one of the functions your liver is supposed to do is protect you from toxicity. And so prescription drugs tend to be quite toxic. So the liver has to produce an enzyme, usually I believe it's P450. And when those enzymes get elevated on the blood work, the doctor knows that he's got to probably take you off that medicine and give you something else, because the damage is already being done to the liver when it has to make an overabundance of that enzyme. So that's why you're having to go like every 3 months and have blood work drawn. They're trying to make sure that the drug doesn't kill your liver.
Now, let me give you two updates, and I got a follow-up question. Butler's from Boston pledges $1,000. Donald in New Hampshire, $50. God bless you. Thank you so much. Okay, Wendy, here's the deal. That from my study from over a year, we know from Dr. Berg, Dr. Hyman, and these other doctors that if you take lemon with kale and blueberries and you drink that on an empty stomach, that automatically detoxes the liver. We've known that from study after study after study. Now, with that being said, what does the hospital, if you're taking all these medications and now you got a fatty liver, what's their recommendation on how to reduce that fatty liver?
I don't believe they have one.
Ah, that's why the holistic doctors blows the MDs out of the water.
Yeah, one of my favorite herbs is milk thistle, and it has a lot of antioxidants in it, and the liver just loves it. And what the liver tends to do with that nutrition from that plant is it will help the liver regenerate cells. So sick and dying liver cells can be replaced with healthy ones. So the liver is one of the fastest regenerative organs that we have if we, you know, treat it well. So if you were in the Garden of Eden, Coach Dwayne, you would have a new liver every 30 days.
I love that. That's great news. And when I studied from all these different MDs, I get it mixed up, the holistic doctors, and I spent my hours with Dr. Berg, Dr. Axe, Dr. Glidden, Dr. Hyman. These guys have reversed diabetes. They've got people off of insulin because they changed their whole, they got them off the wheat, got them off the bagels, got them off the buns, and they put new, real good food in there. And then with your stuff, Wendy, your body foundation is proven for me. You were talking about the liver with milk thistle. Maybe that's even what helped my gut when I was doing a detox and going through it. And I want to thank you so much on the air. So if you're listening out there, I wanted to do a detox. And Wendy told me that, Coach Dwayne, you should think over before you do this how they were taking that olive oil and stuff at nighttime and laying down and getting all the stones out. I went your route, and I'm glad I listened to you versus doing the thing with the olive oil overnight.
Right, yeah. So people think, you know, they got gallstones. And if you got gallstones roughly about the size of a gonzo bean, you can still flush those. So if you're not sure what size they are, get an ultrasound and find out how large they are before you do flushing. But usually, you know, you got a gallbladder problem because you'll have a little indigestion or heartburn when you have a meal. And then if you don't do anything to help the gallbladder, then you'll have that problem regardless of eating. And then if you still don't do anything, you'll get a twinge under your right rib. So that's the gallbladder spasming because it can't release its gall because it's congested. And then if you still don't do anything, see, the body's giving you signals here. And if you still don't listen, you'll get a pain that can either shoot around your back or over your shoulder. And then if you still don't do anything, you wind up vomiting one day and being rushed to the emergency room.
When you get a gallbladder attack like I had, and this was back in January, after I got done eating, it threw me on the bathroom floor. I broke into a violent sweat. And as God is my witness, it was like a rattlesnake in the middle of my stomach. I was locked up in a 90-degree angle for 20 minutes. I was begging God. I was calling out, Jesus, where are you? Jesus, help me, help me. I didn't want to call the emergency room. I didn't want to call the ambulance. I fought that for 20 minutes, the whole floor was soaked. I was in a violent sweat. I laid there with two towels. When I got done, I was so scared. That's when I got your milk thistle. That's when I got your barberry. That's when I went and got all the lemon and the kale, and I changed. I made sure. I was like, okay, that did it. No wheat whatsoever. Everything's gone for good. Joe, I have a question for you because I get this from a lot of people. Well, you should be a vegetarian because Jesus was a vegetarian. Well, wait a minute. Joe, was Jesus a vegetarian?
No, he ate fish. Fish is listed as a meat, folks. He ate the Passover lamb.
Amen.
I think lamb is listed as meat.
Amen.
It's so simple. Anyway, guys, I've got one big story I want to get in tonight because this is about the only place people are going to hear this. It's not on any of the mainstream medias or Fox or anything else. And it comes from, it's published on World News Daily. .com, and it comes from the Conservative Treehouse website. And it is the why the Dems had to have their January 6th emergency. Well, they had to have it to complete the election theft. And I'm going to try and explain it real simply.
Say that again. The election theft, as you said?
Yes. They had to have this January 6th emergency to complete the election theft, to complete it. Now, remember what went on, all right? There were motions. The Congress was getting together. There were multiple motions pending before Congress on the challenges to the election results. Had the event proceeded routinely, they would have been considered. They would have had to be considered, and Congress would have been required to debate them. And if that happened, that could have been catastrophic for Uncle Joe, for Crooked Joe. So in order to dispense with the motion without having them considered, Congress had to be in an emergency session, which was provided by the reaction to the protesters at the Capitol. You know, there's several questions. Remember, the FBI and government apparatus had advanced knowledge of the scale of the January 6th small assembly, but they did nothing. The Capitol Hill police were never informed of the FBI concerned. Nancy Pelosi did not secure the Capitol Hill. She denied the request to Trump to have the guard there for support.
Amen.
We know there were FBI agent provocateurs in the crowd, simulating rage and fomenting reaction out there. We have all these questions. Well, it's real simple. The idea was to create a crisis that permitted Nancy Pelosi, Speaker Pelosi, to trigger an emergency session. And that way, they would avoid the 2020 election certification challenges. You see, everybody knew about all this in advance, at least on the left side. I think a lot of the Republicans were in the dark. They usually are way behind the left. So certification during the emergency session eliminated this problem. You know, Donald Trump, who could not and would not be controlled by the state, he was their problem. So the House members were informed, think about this, of a protest literally 3 minutes before two representatives were going to issue a vote for the motion to suspend the certification. We had two guys getting ready to stand up and, you know, issue a vote to suspend the certification, which would have, you know, brought about the debate, which they could have, all these different people were there to testify, right?
Right.
But at that point, there was a protest, and the key leaders, Pelosi, Schumer, McConnell, were all, what? And Pence escorted out of the building. So this halted the whole thing. And so what happened, they came back and they set it up later at night in an emergency session. And being an emergency session, they bypassed the chamber process. And all they did was vote, you know, to that Biden was president.
Imagine that.
It kept them from being, Trump from being able to go, what's the word, contest the election. There's a lot of different things. And the way this happened, the Pelosi restarted Congress under special emergency rules, and the rules made it clear the only purpose of the new session was to expedite the certification of the president and dismiss all prior regular session procedural rules. That's why these motions were never considered. Nothing happened. And I will note that Pence, remember Vice President Pence,
right,
was technically correct when he said he could not even consider challenges to the certification. Why? Because there were no motions of disagreement to the matter, because Pelosi made it an emergency session rules.
But now Pence came out and said that he was on TV the other day saying that Donald Trump was trying to talk him into saying that the election was stolen.
Well, there's some other stuff he did, but technically, what I'm just saying here, technically he was correct, because the way this was brought up on the floor, nothing could be done.
Right.
So this exempted everything and removed all the arguments and questions, and it stopped Trump and everybody else from coming back and filing, you know, court things.
Hold that thought 1 minute. We got to get the phone lines out, because, folks, the phones aren't ringing. For the past 10 minutes, no phones are ringing.
888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. We need for the phones to ring, folks, or else they'll remain silent at some point and we won't come back on.
We're listener supported. We depend on you. We're asking you. We need your help. If you want to have this radio ministry bringing you stuff that you're not going to get on Fox, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, PBS, and you're not going to get it in the Plain Dealer, the Akron Beacon Journal, the New York Times, or Chicago, we need to hear from you. Take it away, Joe.
Well, they just heard something they're not going to hear. The deep state, the Dems, and the Rhinos got together and set it up so that the election could not be contested and the cheating of Biden could be hidden and not investigated, and all the legal procedures that would have allowed Trump to contest the election and take a real hard look into it were all done. In other words, Trump was cut off at the knees because people in the deep state, the Democratic Party, and some of the Rhinos wanted to get rid of one Donald Trump. So your election, folks, was totally stolen, and there is the explanation of how it happened.
Joe, on my work van on the back of my car, I had great big signs made from Steve Schletny from down in Tennessee that makes the Christian signs and stuff. Trump won 2020, and it glows in the dark. And I have people blowing the horn, give me the thumbs up, hey, I agree with you. And I have the other ones that give me the middle finger to let me know that that's what they think about it. But you'd be surprised all the conversation that I have by having on the back of my van, Trump won 2020.
Yeah, there's a lot of that going around.
Actually, we got some good news, though. Go ahead, Coach Wayne. We had some phone calls.
Yeah, Greg from Illinois pledged $50. And I don't know what happened to the other three lines. But Greg gave $50 from Illinois, so thank you so much.
We do need to hear from you folks. We're trying. We tried to do this only once a week, once a month. I'm saying use 1 week a month to raise funds, and then we can just concentrate on teaching Scripture and being a watchman on the wall, doing the things that you're used to us doing. And remember, none of us are making a living out of this. No one in this ministry ever gets paid, so we're not here pushing the fundraiser so we can have a salary.
Amen.
When I first met Pastor Ernie a long time ago, long ago, far away, I told him I'd join the ministry if I got paid more than he got paid. So he said, fine. He got zero, and he gave me double zeros.
Hey, real quick let me interrupt. But folks, listen. The phone lines are not open to call in and talk live on the air. This is pledge week. Call and make a pledge so we can stay on the air, and then after next week, you'll be able to call in and talk with Pastor Sanders and Joe Larson yourself. But please do not call and get on the air. We need to hear from you so we can stay on the air.
Keep in mind that the only reason you can call in is because people do pledge. Just keep that in mind.
I've got to do a shout-out. Cliff, you can only call in this week. You cannot call in to ask me questions. Regular listeners know what I'm talking about. But now we've got one more story. Biden's DOJ hid evidence of Biden corruption, Biden China corruption. And this is from Paul Sperry, Real Clear Wire. He's got a couple of stories out there, and I'm just going to abbreviate them and make it quite clear. The Justice Department was deeply investigating the Chinese Taiping Patrick Ho, Chinese agent. These are Chinese agents suspected of espionage as they were negotiating business deals with Vice President Biden's son, Hunter, and brother, James. This started back in 2016 and 17. The FBI raided offices, intercepted communications. They had wiretaps and searches on Ping and Ho. Well, in doing this, they also they have about, 100,000 emails to explore the connections between Ho and the Bidens, who happened to receive millions of dollars from Ho and the Chinese intelligence front. And they were also sharing office space. So at Ho's trial, they went after him, his 2018 trial. Prosecutors hid Hunter's connection, redacting his name, James' name, from court documents. And a federal database says, hey, the Bidens failed to register as foreign agents, which is a crime, while engaging in activities on behalf of the communist group there. I'm trying to remember the name of it. It was the abbreviation was CEFC, a state-owned entity, which was a front for the Chinese intelligence. And you go through this whole thing, it's basically a double standard. They have all this stuff that Biden, you know, Hunter was talking to these guys. They were sharing an office. They have phone calls. They have emails. The only one they went after were the Chinese. And, in fact, former assistant FBI director Chris Swiker told the Real Clear Politics, Real Clear Wire, that it's 100% double standard. It's absolutely corrupt to the core. And he said, in the meantime, the current FBI director, Chris Ray, fiddles. And I've got three stacks of different stories with going into the details of people and places. Court records show that Hunter Biden met with Ho's boss in January, Miami, where the CEFC chief offered up to $30 million for inductions. We have this introductions. They have this on tape. The FBI's had this stuff. Remember the big three-point-something diamond carat or diamond worth about $80,000? It happened. They had that on tape, too. We know about that. They had private dinners together. The CFC began wiring millions of dollars from China through the fake company set up by Hunter Biden. And we know that over 14 months, Hunter and Jimmy Biden received $6 million from these Chinese communist entities. So at the same time the FBI was tracking Ho and their banking wire transfers, they knew all about Hunter, and yet they've never gone after Hunter. They've never released the information about Hunter. And they are sitting on piles of stuff that they are now starting to claim they don't have. They've lost. We've got one of the biggest scandals probably this nation.
I got to interrupt you. I got to interrupt you. John in New York pledged $500. Maureen from the Bronx, $100. God bless you. Thank you so much. What's that phone number again?
888-677-9673. I'll repeat it. 888-677-9673 or 888-281-1110. That's 881-281-1110. Or if you're bashful benefactors, go on to WRWL.org, and you can do that online.
Thank now, you. I know there's somebody out there that has been listening for a long time and never picked up that phone and said, you know, it's my turn. I know there's a lot of people say, well, they've been on the air all the time. Why should I give some money? Because they still stay on the air. But we lost six stations because of people that didn't do it. We need to hear from you. Remember, when you donate your money, you're saying to God, God, I want to be part of this ministry, because if they reach the homeless and they go to the prison and they go to the jail and they help out, it goes to your account. Paul made it perfectly clear. We're laborers. One plants the seed, one waters, and it's God who gives the increase. You want to get some treasure stored up in heaven? Pick up the telephone. Randy, what's the number?
888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110. Remember, this is your missionary work. When you give, it's your missionary work.
And we just got another one. Margaret from Ohio, $500. God bless you. Now, that's it. This is how we do it. You got the lovely Wendy Wilson coming on. She don't make a dime. You got Randy and I don't make a dime. Joe Larson don't make a dime. John McTernan, Hal Larson, all the guests are coming. Even Dr. Glidden, they don't matter. Everything that we do to help use. The messages that Hal gives you about getting to heaven, what Aunt Randy brings you, Wendy Wilson, Dr. Glidden, Joe Larson, and myself. I'm a coach. I give you stuff that I'm telling you. I'm going to stand before the judgment seat when they say, Lord, I try to tell them about Wendy Wilson. I told them about Dr. X. I told them about this stuff. Pick up that telephone. We need to hear from you if you want this radio station of Pastor Sanders to be a beacon in this dark age that we live in.
All right, thank you. I'm going to add two things to the story just before we go. You have to go to music. The FBI never looked at Hunter Biden's office, but his office was open to his Chinese partners who had key access, and these FISA official warrants include everything. The FBI is now saying they don't have any evidence, they don't have some of the stuff, but Swiker, the former assistant FBI director, said, yeah, those warrants include all emails and texts and everything. The FBI could have used the evidence to investigate the Bidens.
Amen.
They didn't. They never investigated. They backed off. And now, if the truth is known, even if the FBI were to launch a probe now, it might be too late because, quote, most of the federal felonies have a 5-year statute of limitation. That's why they've been stalling the statute of limitation. If they can push the Biden investigation too late, then there's the statute of limitation comes in, and then it's going to be moot, folks. It might go down in history, but they may not be able to prosecute Hunter Biden if they keep stalling. That's why the deep state is fighting so hard to keep this information from the Congress and from the American people. They wait long enough, statute of limitations runs out. And you won't be hearing that on the lamestream media or even Fox News. I looked. I guarantee it's not there.
Amen. We got less than a minute. We're going to come to the bottom of the hour. And this time, folks, I didn't cross it off. You're going to hear my favorite artist from Haven Ministries, and that's Steve Ragsdale. And it's this, the title of the song is Heart's Desire. Joe has a heart desire to worship the Lord. Ernie does. Wendy does. All the people here, and many of you out there, many of you love the Lord. So without further ado, listen to Steve Ragsdale, and I hope you can say the same thing.
There's nothing I desire more than you. Nothing satisfies me the way you do. All the love inside this heart of mine will be reserved for you for all time. Have no hold on the soul of mine. The fortune that I have is of another kind. I know the source of wealth that's forever true. It's the treasure that I find in you. You are my heart's desire. Other loves have been swept away by your all-consuming fire. Jesus, you are all that my heart desires. I see your rugged cross and marvel at your grace. Blood you freely shed to cover my disgrace. And once again I fall down on my knees and thank you, Lord, for loving me. You are my heart's desire. Other loves have been swept away by your from the folly of my selfish ways. My desire is to love you more every day. There is nothing else that matters more than pleasing you. In everything I say, everything I do, you are my heart's desire. Other loves have been swept by your all-consuming fire. Jesus, you are all that my heart desires. Jesus, you are all that my heart desires.
I love that song, Heart's Desire. You know, Jesus, I want to thank you so much, Father, that I live where I have running water, hot and cold. I have flushing toilets where people in third world countries don't have that. I live with a house with a roof that doesn't leak, and a lot of people are 12, 14 people in a village where it leaks, and down in the Philippines and India and Africa and stuff. Lord, I have a refrigerator, a washer, and a dryer. A lot of people don't have that. I got multiple pairs of shoes and clothes. I don't take things for granted. Lord, I just want to let people know on this radio ministry over the airways, I want everybody else to take time and to thank you. That's part of worship. Take the time out and bow your heads. I go in restaurants all over the place, and I don't see that we, all these Christians, everybody too ashamed to bow their heads and pray. My friend Matt McCulloch, Art Porter, and that, we'll go in a restaurant and bow our heads, and the Muslims can get down on rugs right in the middle of a friggin' road, and we can't give thanks to God. Lord, I want to thank you so much for dying for me, for shedding your blood to wash my sins away. You took my place on the cross. And all of yous out there listening that you trusted Jesus as your Savior, thank him. Thank him. Every day, thank him. Even when you're sick, so God can turn around and say to the devil, see, you told me that she would only thank me when things are going good. You told me that he would only honor me when things are going good. But they're sick. They're having trouble. They're throwing up. They got stomach. But they're thanking me. And God will raise you up. My name is Dwayne Riscoe, sitting in for Pastor Ernie Sanders with Randy Gay, Joe Larson. And I just had to let people know how wonderful our Lord is, and that he deserves to be thanked.
He deserves to be thanked. And listen, and I want to thank God tonight, first off, for the donations that have come in tonight. We had 3,000 tonight. We're 3,000 off. I'm asking now, we've got a half an hour to do 3,000 more. We'll be here till midnight. Even after we go off, we're on the air a little bit. But I want to ask those of you that can give to give, and don't be afraid to. And no matter how small, we thank you for it. We thank God for you. We thank God for the privilege of giving. We thank God for the privilege of asking.
Yes.
And I'm asking you all that you might remember that the Lord blesses a cheerful giver. So we're not trying to pull your teeth. We're asking those of you that can give to give, and we're asking everybody to pray. Please help us if you can. 888-677-9673. 888-281-1110. Thank you so much, and thank you. It's a privilege and a pleasure to serve you and to do the missionary work over the radio. Thank you for helping us and supporting that. In Jesus' name, amen.
And with Mary from Massachusetts, she pledged $35. Anonymous in Massachusetts pledged $50.
That's generous.
And Tim in California pledged $30.
That's generous.
Thank you so much. Wendy, I want you to give out your address, how they can get your catalog, and then I want you to take a few minutes and tell the people that's not familiar how important that herbs are for the body, what God created, if you would, please.
Well, I mean, all you got to do is open your Bible. From Genesis to Revelation, God's saying herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. And if God can't lie, I mean, that's the highest, you know, important endorsement you can have. So God has provided medicinal plants, foods, you know, nutrition. And so if we're smart, we're going to notice those things and use them. And if anybody would like a catalog, all they have to do is call our 24/7 toll-free number and request one. They'll ask you for your address, and we'll send one out in the mail, and they're free. The number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. If you prefer the website, go to thepowerherbs.com, click on free catalog, and put it in your shopping cart and check out for free.
Okay, Wendy, if somebody out there listening tonight said, well, you know what, I'm having some stomach issues. Wendy, what would you say what should I do? What's in your catalog that's going to help me with my tummy?
Well, we do have a few things there in the digestion area. So a lot of it is plant nutrition to help balance the system. So some people are too acidic or too, neutralized. You want to get a pH that's even and balanced, 6.5 points or 7. So you don't want to be too acidic or too alkaline. So we have some herbs that help soothe the digestive tract and help balance. So By the way, we're having our spring sale. So
nice.
25%, yeah, we're having 25% off. It runs through the 25th.
All right.
Details are online, or you can call and ask.
What does American ginseng do? You hear a lot of people saying that, you know, some of the ginseng is too hard on people, but the American ginseng, it helps the body. So what's the purpose of somebody owning American ginseng?
Well, you got some of the popular ones is American and Siberian. Even the Asian people love the American ginseng. It's very popular with the gingenosides in them. And they're kind of similar, but American ginseng tends to give some benefit to the cardio area, whereas the Siberian to the liver area. So I would say if anybody has a weak cardio system, sometimes the ginsengs are not recommended because it is a bit of a stimulant.
Okay. Now, your body foundation, I take it religiously. Tell the folks why you would recommend body foundation for somebody. Somebody say, well, Coach, I've heard you say it before. Now, you play ball and you lift weights and you do carpet and all this at your age. You've been doing it for 35 years and you take this stuff. Tell them what the benefits of that body foundation, that canister is.
Well, it's a blend of plants, organic plants, and plants tend to have minerals and vitamins and amino acids and proteins. And so this is a source of nutrition that can bridge the gap if you've got some things in the diet that are missing. And you just add it to juice or water. It becomes water-soluble. You can add it to a smoothie. And it doesn't really require digestion like you would solid foods. It goes, all that nutrition can go right into the system. So it does help perk people up, gives more energy. And like, again, we have diets that typically are missing a lot of minerals, and
right,
this can cover the bases.
Now, Joe, I want you to fill the blank on this. Some people are never going to get healed out there because they have bitterness. They have not forgiven people in the past. And they hold revenge, and they'll say, well, I'll never forgive this person. So they go to this doctor. They go to that doctor. They see this herbalist. They take all this nutrition. They wonder why they're not getting no results. Joe, what does the Bible say about your prayers if you're not forgiving people and you're holding revenge?
Well, I'm going to paraphrase, but God said, I have forgiven you all your sins, and he tells us that we must forgive others. If we are not willing to forgive others, he is not willing to forgive us. And if you can't be forgiven by God, you aren't going to get his blessings.
And a lot of guys, God's not going to hear your prayers. Now, I know I deal with some people. I did a subtopic, and down the road, I'm going to preach in our church with my pastor, wonderful Pastor Mark Valenti. You got to come see us Sunday mornings at the Brunswick Rec Center on Route 303 in front of the high school. Come visit us. It's a great, great pastor. The people there will open you, will love you with open arms. Forgiveness. A lot of people have said to me on the site, well, you know, Dwayne, you preach the good thing, but man, I have a hard time forgiving. I said, here's what you do. It doesn't open heaven automatically. So what you do is you just go, you might have been raped. You might have incense. People might have stole your money. You might have been lied to and blackballed in the community. I ain't got enough time to tell you what I went through, but here's what I had to do. I got alone with God and said, Lord, please help me to forgive this person. I don't want to remember it no more. Father, you forgave me for drinking, smoking, running around, fornicating, gambling, and please help me forgive those. And it's a process, and in due time, you start letting everything go, and you'll see how your life changes. Because you know the most important thing, and Joe, you can piggyback on this. When you forgive somebody, that tape player stops in your head. It's a beneficent for you to forgive that person.
Exactly. It does you more good than it does the person you forgive. It's really about helping yourself and drawing closer to God. You see, we're to be God's children. When we take his name, Christ, we become Christians, we become born again. We're supposed to act like children of the kingdom, sons and daughters of the living God.
Yeah.
And Jesus was the most forgiving person in all the world.
Yes.
And we are to what? Go and do likewise, he tells us.
Yeah. We've got some donations just came in. You guys are being wonderful. You're picking up the pace. Joyce in Michigan, $50. Edward in New York, $40. Dale in Michigan, $100. as we run this show down, remember, you can still keep calling in when we close it down. But I want to thank you so much, folks, for opening up your heart and making pledges for us. We really do appreciate it. God bless each and every one of you. We're at.
Yep, and if we could get two more matches to Wendy's wonderful pledge of $1,000.
Yes.
We would have $10,000 worth of $1,000 pledges, and that would go a long way to
long way towards getting the grant,
where we can get that bonus $25,000 donation.
Right.
So please prayerfully consider, those of you that have it out there. There are many of you that have it that could pledge $1,000, and you might have to skip a dinner or something, but usually people that can donate like that, it isn't going to hurt you that much. I've got one news story that I've got to get out. Found this, of course, at the London Daily Mail. You've heard me many times how you can't get a lot of news here in America. The Silicon Valley Bank, you know, the woke bank that went broke, donated $73 million to BLM, Black Lives Matter-related social justice groups, before it collapsed. And the failed Signature Bank had given $850,000 to Black Lives Matter. So they were busy donating money they didn't have, couldn't afford, to social justice groups. And it's interesting because also I found out that Governor Newsom had his bank account there, so Silicon Valley Bank. And he did the banking with his three, he and his wife have three big wineries, and they were doing all their banking, and they had far more money in there than the government would protect under the federal rules and regulations. You know, we're an FDIC, we insure up to $250,000. They had millions in the bank, so he got on the phone first thing and called Joe Biden and all the officials in Washington to come bail out the bank because he had millions of dollars at stake.
Imagine that.
Personal bank account. Gee, you know, nothing fishy there, folks, right?
Yeah.
Any comment?
Yeah, that's all. So, you know, this stuff happens for the Democrats, but let a Republican do it, a conservative, and oh, my God, all hell breaks loose.
Oh, yeah, but I haven't heard anything this bad. I mean, he was one of the first people, I guess, according to some stories I'm reading, that was on the phone calling Washington that they've got to, over the weekend, you've got to put a stop, you've got to protect the bank, you've got to make sure that everybody gets covered. And one of the big reasons I think that the government came out and said, yes, they would back all the depositors was because of Governor Gavin Newsom.
Yeah.
Now you know something that you probably will not hear on the news, folks.
That's why it's so important for this radio ministry. Hey, folks, you got to get Wendy Wilson's Apothecary Herb Catalog. I'm telling you, I even get the Celtic salt from it because the MDs have lied and said, remove the salt shaker. Wrong answer. Removing the salt shakers cause acid reflux. You can't digest your food right, and it's a mineral. Wrong answer. You got to get a hold of Wendy Wilson. Call 866-229-3663. That's 888-229-3663. Tell them, I want Apothecary Herb Catalog because I want to feel good. I don't want drugs in my body. Because if you turn the TV on every week, there's a Joe, Wendy, Randy, every week on TV, you can go to any cable channel. There's a brand new friggin' drug every week.
888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. We'll be on the line up until midnight. Pastor Joe, it's my night, isn't it? Or is it time yet?
It is.
Yeah.
It's your night to do the invitation.
Here's a question for you. How many of you are on prescription drugs? I'm 69 years old, and the only thing I ever been on was penicillin when I had teeth work done. I'm on liquid minerals, vitamins, and whatnot. I don't take prescription drugs. It doesn't happen. Neither does Ernie Sanders take prescription drugs. I'll take Wendy's stuff. I'll take Dr. Glidden's stuff.
Amen. Okay.
It's all yours.
Am I starting now? Okay. Actually, folks, we need to shift gears, and we know that this is the most important part of the hour. And what I want to talk to you about is something that we've all been kind of looking at. We've talked about bank failures. We've talked about life failures. In the Bible, they talk about faith failures. But what I want to talk to you about is that what happens. Let's talk about beginning with the end in mind. We all know that we've got to talk about the cost of living at some point. And the cost of living, the highest cost of living, is dying. And that's the debt that we all have in our time bank. And at some point in time, we're going to die utilizing our time. And truthfully, you never have the time spent before you get the bill unless you're in Christ. Because Christ bought the one thing for us. He ransomed us out of time and put us in eternity. And everybody here knows that we've blown it, we've messed it up, and we've done it willfully, knowingly, sometimes accidentally. But my point is that who can pay back God for your life, for your time, for your liberty, for your family, your friends, and who here hasn't wronged somebody, either intentionally or accidentally? And that's part of the bill. That's what we need. And that's something that you can't pay God back. And yet, unless you make things right with God, then you have no way of making it to where God is in eternity, and that's heaven. We all know that Jesus Christ, God in the flesh, took on a body so that he could substitute or atone with his body and his life for our life. The wages of sin is death, so we all deserve death. The gift of God is eternal life. But what obligates us to eternal life is the mercy, the grace of God, but above everything, the blood of Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ says that if we confess him with our mouth and believe in our heart that God has raised him from the dead, that you shall be saved. So Jesus does all the work, and then our work is to believe. And that's the hardest work for us to do, to believe. And what I want you to do is think about, especially people sitting out there who are being haunted and tormented by your life, your actions, and you think you've blown it. But it's not too late, because the blood of Jesus redeems us from all sin, from all unrighteousness, and puts us in fellowship and righteousness with God. And it also gives us power to live the life, so that the life you now live in the flesh, you can live now by faith in the Son of God who gave himself for you. But you must turn your life over to him and let him will and do it by his good pleasure the life, which you can't do. Admit that. And if you'll confess with me now, dear Father God, I'm a whatever you are, liar, thief, hypocrite. And remember, God won't tell anybody, liar, thief, hypocrite, adulterer, whatever you are, then confess that. And Lord, I took part in this. I didn't believe in you. I walked over you. But you said that if I came in humility and believed in my heart that you are God in the flesh, that you have been raised from the dead in my stead, that I would be saved, then believe it, receive it, believe it and receive it. And if you do, then you're saved here and now. Now you have eternal life. And all I want to say is thank you for the privilege of letting me talk to you. I want you to think about it, but begin with the end in mind and keep in mind that you have to pay for your time before you get the bill. So in the name of Jesus Christ, welcome to the kingdom for those who've done it, and the rest of you, you can do it anytime. Thank you, folks.
Adam in Illinois, please call back. We need Adam in Illinois, please call back. We have 30 seconds. I want to thank you, Wendy Wilson. I want to thank you, Lisa. I want to thank you, Randy. I want to thank you, Joe down there. I want to thank Eric, and I want to thank Frank. I want to thank you, and all of you, thank you for allowing us to come into your radio and to talk to you. And God willing, I will be back tomorrow night with Joe. on Deuteronomy chapter 28. You don't want to miss it. Tell your pastors to tune in. Remember,
always, 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 keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 888-SHARE-19. That's 888-SHARE-19. 888-SHARE-19.